WMAL Radio's Washington political commentator, Joseph McCaffrey, joins WJMA's Visions of America after this. For over 20 years, Joseph McCaffrey has watched life come and go on Capitol Hill in Washington. Through his reports, he's told us what has happened in this country. Now we asked him what's going to happen in the next century.
I thought it would be easy to sit down in a quiet spot, perhaps on a hill over at Reeve in Culpeper County, and meditate my mind into the year 2076, 100 years from now. I can now give this report. It is not easy. I can also report it's impossible. Now, when I was a younger man, I'm sure I could, and often did, rush in where angels feared to tread. It's not that I'm now an angel, although I deny I'm the other part of that metaphor. How do I know what life will be 100 years from now? I'm not even sure what my light bill will be for June. The power company has been able to outguess me for the last couple of years, and I still have not adjusted to that cute little fuel adjustment extra they tuck me with. Life used to have some certainties. Today, life in Culpeper and Orange have more certainties than life in Northern Virginia, and certainly more than in the District of Columbia or any other big city. But even in our own area, we're not as certain about anything as we were at one time. At least, I think we were certain about some things, or maybe something, at one time, but I'm not certain about that either. Let me give you a case in point. Could you have told me 1 year ago today, 1 year, mind you, that within 1 year, in 1976, the Democrats would have as their candidate for president not Henry Jackson, not Teddy Kennedy, not, oh, who were all those people we kept talking about back then, but would have that as the Democratic candidate, a big peanut man from the South? You never could have told me that, and that, I remind you, was looking forward only 1 year. Now, if we couldn't call the Democratic Party choice for president 1 year in advance, what chance, I ask you, what chance do we have looking across space into the year 2076? I mentioned this to John Glenn the other day. After all, he's been up there in space as the first American to orbit the Earth. He looked at me and said, "But Joe, I'm no longer up there." Now, if John Glenn can't see through space, who am I to make an attempt? What I think I'm arriving at is this. I appreciate your invitation to project into the future, but I don't think I can do it. I'm not certain. I can't, you understand. I just don't think I can make it. Anyway, I sure do hope you people around Orange have a nice 4th of July, that you don't get stunned by a sparkler, and when you come to Culpeper, pick up a copy of Dear Old Culpeper News. Thank you. Thank you.
Joseph McCaffrey is WMAL Radio's political commentator. He's also publisher of the Culpeper News. And that was his vision of America. I'm Russ Roberts.